Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for following me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Check it out on my website, harrisonline.com. And joining us to play the Harris Challenge now. If you've not been a contestant in the last 60 days, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on some cell systems, star KTRS could be the most efficient way to get in here because you save two entire numbers. And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, who's actually pushing buttons on numbers anymore? You should have us programmed into the contacts on your phone. And if you have Siri or whatever it is on the Android system, just tell your phone, call KTRS, boom, and you get right through and you get to be a contestant. And then maybe you win fabulous prizes like these from this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
These are incredible donuts. Mm-hmm. They are big donuts.
They are the size of your head donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. And Peroni's has two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
We also have movie passes from our sponsor, the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville, open 7 nights a week. This weekend, they're showing The Secret Life of Pets and the BFG. That's an animated double feature on screen one, and the double feature on screen two is The Legend of Tarzan and Independence Day Resurgence.
Woo!
So you can have tickets to that as well. Or if you do really well in the Harris Challenge and get all the questions right, the clean sweep, we throw in the bonus prize.
A gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
Okay, before we even get to our first contestant, I'm just going to tell you, today's punishment music is music that I did not even know existed until this week. It's new, old, weird punishment music that is going to make you say, what the?
What the what?
Right. So if we have somebody who does not get at least 8 points, because you need 8 points to win, then that person is going to be subjected to it, and we'll see how we go through this. Let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Welcome to the show, and your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement.
I just want to say that everything going on in the world, all we need is love, Paul.
Yeah. And a little bit of silliness to start the weekend here as well. Let me turn on a semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like today. Led by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Or category two, because a movie called The Secret Life of Pets is opening today. We have a movie called a category called Movies About Animals. Or our third category is simply called Monopoly. Which one would you like, Jerry?
Have I been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former Fox News personality is suing the company's chairman, Roger Ailes, for sexual harassment?
Pass.
What's the name of the FBI director who announced this week that Hillary Clinton will not be prosecuted despite being extremely careless with her emails? In what state was a 36-year-old mother of five convicted for playing naked Twister with her 16-year-old son and his friends in their living room? Was it Georgia, Florida, or California?
Georgia.
It was Georgia. What's the name of the guy who set a record by eating 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes at the annual Nathan's contest on Monday? Which presidential candidate praised Saddam Hussein this week for his efficiency in dealing with terrorists?
Trump.
That was Trump. All right, who's that former Fox News personality who's suing Roger Ailes for sexual harassment? Her name is Gretchen Carlson. Gretchen. The FBI director is James Comey, and the hot dog eating guy is Joey Chestnut. Let's see how you did here, Jerry. You got the three, you got the five. Yep, you got yourself 8 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I meet our second contestant. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. I like the peppy attitude. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I just want to plug the St. Louis Teachers Recycle Store in South St. Louis. It's everything a teacher needs, and people who want to donate can donate recycled goods there.
Really? Everything a teacher needs, like somebody to come and mark those papers so she can get a good night's sleep?
Oh, I think it's, you know, more like, you know, somebody to watch the kids while she takes care of the class.
Oh, really? Really?
No, kidding.
Anything that helps teachers in terms of material or otherwise, I'm in favor of as the son of educators myself.
Absolutely. See, that's why we get along so well.
Yeah.
I love your trivia.
All right, Sheila, let's see which category you want. We have movies about animals, Monopoly, or musical memories.
What about musical memories?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which performer's Super Bowl halftime performance a couple years ago was marred by bad choreography by Left Shark?
Justin Timberlake?
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Which U.S. city renamed Highway 51 Elvis Presley Boulevard in 1972?
Elvis Presley. You said city?
Yeah.
You
can pass if you want. All right, who were the first performers to be censored on American Bandstand? Was it the Sex Pistols, the Beastie Boys, or Two Live Crew?
Two Live Crew.
Beastie Boys. For 1 point each, name the three chipmunks who sang on hit records with Ross Bagdasarian, who used the name David Seville.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
You get a bonus point for knowing all three. What song's lyrics did the Stones change when they performed on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1967? That was Let's Spend the Night Together. He made them change it to Let's Spend Some Time Together. And Elvis Presley Boulevard, formerly Highway 51 in Memphis. Sheila, all you got were the three chipmunks for a total of 4 points, and so I am going to have to punish you. Now, here's the much of this story as I know. Patrick Stewart, famous actor, was the captain of Star Trek, The Next Generation, Shakespearean-trained actor.
Jean-Luc Picard, right.
He's done lots of things. He's in the X-Men movies, of course. One thing you might not expect to hear from him are cowboy songs. But this week, for some reason, he released video of himself singing cowboy classics like this one.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent for leather. Wishing my gal was by my side.
Cut him out, ride him in, ride him in, let him out, cut him out.
Ride him in, rawhide.
Make it so.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Sheila, have a great
weekend.
See you
in September. Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, she knows it'll be 60 days in September. That's a faithful, loyal listener, and I appreciate it. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Five-second cheap plug is a shout-out to my mom, Mary Waller, who is a huge fan of yours.
Oh, okay. Very nice to hear. Tim, we have three categories for you to choose from. Movies about animals, Monopoly, or some things about India.
How about movies about animals?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what continent did the 2005 documentary March of the Penguins take place?
Antarctica.
Correct. What was the name of the pig in the 1995 movie starring James Cromwell as a farmer?
Pass.
In the 1992 movie Beethoven, what kind of dog was the title character?
An English sheepdog?
A St. Bernard. In what 2003 movie based on a Laura Hillenbrand book did Tobey Maguire play a jockey?
Not The Horse Whisperer. Pass.
What was the name of the 1997 movie about a golden retriever who can play basketball?
Air Bud.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. The name of the pig in the 1995 movie starring James Cromwell as a farmer.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
How about the one based on the Laura Hillenbrand book with Tobey Maguire as a jockey? He was on Seabiscuit.
Was the other one Babe? Yeah.
And the other one was Babe. Yes, Dan, correct. Tim, you got the one and the five. Only 6 points. That means we have to have Sir Patrick Stewart punish you as well with another cowboy classic. Okay, that's enough of that. Tim, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for playing.
Well, with a start like that, how can I not?
There you go. I like the attitude. Thank you. Here's our fourth contestant now. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, not really.
Okay. Pick a category, Monopoly or some things about India.
Monopoly, please.
60 seconds on the clock, Bill. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the board game Monopoly, what color are the hotels?
Red.
Correct. What color are Baltic and Mediterranean avenues?
Purple.
Correct. What spaces do you land on and then take a card? You can pass if you want. You're passing. Okay, for 1 point each, name the four railroads in Monopoly.
B&O
is one.
Reading
is another.
That's all I know.
Okay. If you move 20 spaces away from Go, what space are you on?
Jail?
No, free parking. Go back to the three-pointer. What do you land on and take a card? Community Chest and Chance. And the railroads are B&O, Reading, Pennsylvania, and Shortline. And by the way, I heard an interview a couple of months ago with Drew Carey. I did not know that Drew Carey is a Monopoly freak. He plays it all the time. He's like a grandmaster level of Monopoly play. And he says one of the problems people have with Monopoly is they always complain it takes so long. The problem is you're making the game take longer by doing things like putting money in the middle that you win when you land on free parking.
Yeah.
He said the idea is not for people to get more money. It's for people to go broke.
Right.
You win by making the other people go broke in that game. I did not know that until I heard him say that. Let's see how you did here, Bill. You got one for Reading, one for B&O, two for Purple, and one for Red, but that's only 5 points. Yeah, and so Patrick Stewart has to punish you as well.
Let's time loose, where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's I swear to you, that's actually Patrick Stewart doing that.
Wow.
What was he thinking?
Have a great weekend, Bill. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Say hi to my dad, Jim. He's the one that got me hooked to your show.
Did you say your father's name is Jim?
Yeah.
Jim Mullins.
Well,
yep.
Jim, I appreciate you tipping off Matt. And Matt, welcome to the show for our final contestant today. And the category, Some Things About India. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What continent is India on?
Asia.
Correct. For 1 point each, name two of the six countries that border India.
China.
Yeah.
Pakistan.
Correct. What is the dominant religion in Hindu? In India. The answer is Hindu. Stop it right there. I know when Frank does the show, he has you edit things out.
Right.
Do not edit that out. Because my wife is listening right now, and she's thinking, oh, he's tired. It's the end of the week. He must have had to do a bunch of shows this week, and he didn't get enough sleep, and he's tired because he gave away points on the Harris Challenge.
Hey, Matt, what religion do they study in India?
What is the dominant religion in India?
Oh, dominant religion.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hindu.
Okay, that's a good answer. Let's go back to the game.
Not bad.
All right, here's your four-pointer. What nation did India achieve independence from in 1947?
England.
Correct. What is the capital of India? Is it Mumbai, New Delhi, or Calcutta?
New Delhi.
We have our first clean sweep of the month of July.
Matt.
Thanks to my generosity, Matt. there's the freebie. By the way, the other countries that border India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Burma, and Nepal. So, Matt, congratulations. You have avoided the Patrick Stewart punishment, and you've got the Candice's gift certificate and your choice of the other prizes. Hang on, and Dan will handle the paperwork, okay?
Thank you, Paul.
And by the way,
I think Matt should take you to Candice's with him.
Me?
Yeah. Kidding. And you guys should pray in Hindu right before you eat.
Have a great weekend, Matt. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And the archives are on my website, harrisonline.com.